Brett Ringer.
People of Britain, this is your Prime Minister. Still. But rest assured, I will not be fighting the next election. So that'll be a lot like the last election. I'll be nowhere to be seen. But I'm still here, Theresa May, giving hope to the mediocre, the awkward and the misguided everywhere. To Mike from Accounts, who got his boss in the Secret Santa and bought her a humorous vibrator. To Alison from Marketing, who called Colin from IT Dad by accident. To Derek from Procurement, who put a decimal point in the wrong place and ordered 300,000 loo rolls instead of 30. It feels pretty good tonight to have regained my lack of control of the party. By backing me, Tory MPs have said loud and clear that now is the time to put the bitterness and infighting of the last 2 years behind us and look forward confidently to the infighting and bitterness which lies ahead. And because of the rules, you've got another 365 days of me curtsying to the Queen like Mr. Bean's mum. As I lurch from one podium to the next, repeating the words Irish backstop over and over again until your ears fall off. Well, unless that is Corbyn gets his act together to deliver a decisive hammer blow no confidence vote in the Commons. So, like I say, I'm Prime Minister for another 2 minutes.
Here I am, an old man chucked outside to fend for myself in the middle of winter. Thank God I'm wearing my wooliest hair. Tumultuous scenes here in Westminster tonight, where we saw a politician who'd grown so accustomed to wielding power, apparently totally unaware their authority was waning, and they were just clinging on, a desperate figure.
I'm not a desperate figure at all. Moggies never give up.
Oh, face facts, you haunted wardrobe. Theresa May kicked your ass from here to breakfast.
No, no, no. You need to look beyond the raw figures at the entirely different figures. If you translate them into Roman numerals... She only got CC, whereas we got CXVII, which is a much larger sounding figure. I'm sure you'll agree.
Well, I think you're living in fantasy land.
No. This vote was stolen from us. The timing was highly suspect. If instead of it taking place immediately today, the vote had taken place as I requested in 1782, I'm certain we would have won.
Pompous and disingenuous.
Indeed. My children, pompous and disingenuous, are with me 100%.
You're listening to Today with me, John Humphreys.
And me, Martha Carney.
The headlines, 8 people have been rescued from a makeshift dinghy in the English Channel. Still not clear if they were heading towards Britain or escaping from it.
The BBC's revamped EastEnders set has gone £27 million over budget. Producers are trying to claw back the money by putting the price of a pint in the Queen Vic up to £300, which is still reasonable for London.
Silvio Berlusconi says that every night he lights a candle in the hope the UK holds a second referendum, and also to cover up the stench of his latest Bunga Bunga party. Piers Morgan has invited Raheem Sterling onto Good Morning Britain, offering to give the racially abused footballer a fair hearing. He also inquired about getting Rosa Parks on the show, promising to keep an open mind about her hogging the back seats.
It's been 100 years since women were allowed to stand for office. Theresa May made this statement. It is so inspiring to see women in politics with real power. And as soon as I meet one, I'm going to shake her by the hand and ask her what it's like.
So what a week it has been in Westminster. On Monday, the Prime Minister delayed her crucial vote, causing chaos in the Commons, and the pound to drop yet again, making Theresa May the biggest threat to Sterling since Chelsea fans.
Since then, the Conservative Party has become so toxic, someone needed to call for calm.
Shut your face, little shouty man. I'm Jeremy Kyle. And you're all a bunch of backstabbing, selfish, scheming liars. You're all scum. You hear me? Scum!
Faced with certain defeat, May turned and ran, heading for Europe, where she begged Angela Merkel to help her. But despite her pleading, Germany refused to offer her political asylum.
Many Brexiteers wanted Boris to take over negotiations.
I'll be brilliant. I'll go straight in there. I said, I don't know what I want, and I don't care what you do, but you have to do something fast. It might not be pretty and no one will like it, but at least we'll have something.
And that is how you will negotiate with Brussels?
Why not? It worked when I got my hair cut. Remember when I was Foreign Secretary and those bally Iranian rotters had locked an innocent British woman up for 5 years? Who was it that got her out?
No one. In fact, you got her sentence doubled.
Ah, whatever. It all got sorted out, and as always, I'm the hero of the day.
And so it came to the vote. Thursday night, just after 8 p.m, we got the result. Reaction was quick to follow.
Mr. Corbyn!
Comrades, it is clear that this government is fatally damaged. Therefore, it is my clear duty as leader of Her Majesty's opposition to lodge a motion of no confidence, and I believe the time to do it is in a bit. Soonish. Within the next month or two, maybe. But I am aware of the widespread clamour for me to do something, anything at this stage. And that is why I have decided to move a different motion, a motion of some qualms. I want to demonstrate to the government in no uncertain terms that I have one or two teeny reservations about how they're going about Brexit. But I have one final message for Theresa May. Getting 63% in a confidence vote of your own MPs is singularly unimpressive. I didn't even get 20%. Your party may absolutely hate you, but when it comes to being unpopular, you're not a Jezzer yet.
Hello, you've reached John Bercow, the only politician small enough to flush down the loo. Please leave... Sorry, the cat was clawing at my ermine. Your answer phone message will be heard.
This is the Donald. Is this the Hobbit guy from Westminstershire? How's Gandalf? Good friend of mine, by the way. Great guy. Huge staff, huge. Not as big as mine, though. Believe me, I saw you on Fox News the other night when that loser tried to steal your big gold toilet brush. Great brush. Unbelievable. You must be a really powerful guy to have your poop cleaned by gold. I have great poop, the best. Smells like hairspray and McNuggets, believe me. Anyway, two great guys like us should have lunch. Bring Frodo.
This is the News at 10 with me, Hugh Edwards, Eamon Holmes after a queer eye makeover. As Brexit goes on and on, some people are so desperate to avoid hearing about it, they've gone to extreme lengths. The BBC has tracked down one such person to an isolation tank in rural Luxembourg. President Juncker, the Brexit saga looks no closer to being resolved. Are you concerned?
I am through, Hugh. It is like seeing your child in a play. You have to sit there and watch as they mess everything up. And just when you think it's over, it keeps going. Blah.
Do any of this week's events change anything for you?
Nothing is changing. It does not matter if it is May, if it is the floppy Boris one, if it is the posh one who looks like a big otter. I am sick of the hoo-ha, hoo.
Finally, just to be clear, you said you wouldn't renegotiate, but clarification is possible. What does that mean?
You want to know what clarification means? Okay, here's what I do. I will put my face right up to hers. I will look her dead in the eyes, and I will say, can you not hear the words that come out of my mouth? Are you out of the earring? Am I a little cuckoo bird going cuckoo, cuckoo? We will not renegotiate. Now, excuse me, I am going to do something I find more enjoyable, like, oh, I don't know, beating myself on the head with a waffle iron. Anything but Brexit. Good day to you, monsieur.
Welcome to Newsnight with me, Emily Maitlis. Come and be dazzled by my fierce intelligence and my shiny brown shins. Joining me is Shadow Chancellor John McDonnell.
Lovely to see you, Emily, you neoliberal puppet.
Mr. McDonnell, what are your thoughts on the crisis in the Tory party?
This leadership contest has thrown an already divided party into complete chaos.
So with the Tory party in chaos,
the
what...
The Tory party... I'm talking about the Labour Party. This mess means we're even closer to being in government, and then we'd have to start making decisions. Me and Jeremy didn't get into politics to make decisions. We got into politics to cling narcissistically to weird positions on niche issues at the very fringes of this nation's consciousness. To wear provocatively crap anoraks to Remembrance Day.
OK, so what is your position on a second referendum? Mr McDonnell? Mr McDonnell seems to have disappeared.
No, I'm still here, Emily. It's just Labour Party policy now that when we feel threatened, we change colour to match our surroundings.
Mr McDonnell, I'm frankly astonished. We're facing the biggest constitutional crisis since the Second World War. Ow! Oh, my eyes! I can't see!
Oh, sorry, that question was scary. And when I get panicked, I produce a cloud of ink. Anyway, I must go. The government won't bring itself down. And nor will we. So that's all good. Bye!
Hello. You've reached Theresa May. I'm sorry, I can't come to the phone right now. I'm currently sitting in a room that's on fire, quietly saying to myself, this is fine.
Yeah, all right, Theresa, King of the Jungle, Harry Redknapp here. Just thought I'd offer some help. What Brexit needs right now is a bit of a wheeler dealer type. Someone who looks like he's about to sell you a donkey with a BMW logo on it and tell you it's a car. In the last few years, I've been accused of tax dodging. I've accidentally run over my wife, Sandra, in a car. And somehow, I'm still more popular than anyone in government. But I'll help you out on one condition. We need to dump this withdrawal deal. There's no way I'm swallowing that, and I've eaten a bull's penis.
Just when you thought it was safe to go back into the polling station, comes the sequel to the 2016 summer blockbuster. Get ready for EU Referendum 2.
Well, no, actually, in the Liberal Democrats, we prefer to call it a people's vote. Sounds a lot nicer and much less subverting democracy-ish.
Get ready for a people's vote coming soon.
Labour's official policy is that it's only possibly coming soon.
Possibly coming soon.
Should I decide that certain conditions have been met and all other avenues explored?
Possibly coming soon should Jeremy Corbyn decide...
And to be honest, even then I might bottle it.
Two choices will battle it out. Theresa May's deal or no deal.
Scotland demands a Remain option on the ballot.
Three choices battle it out. Remain, Theresa May's deal, and no deal.
Equally, if a second referendum does take place, I think Norway Plus should also be an option.
Only four choices. Remain, no deal.
As should a Canada-style free trade deal.
Five choices. And this time, the decision will be final.
Unless, of course, Leave wins again, in which case we'll have to ask for a third referendum and then a fourth, maybe a fifth.
EU Referendum 2. It's going to be bigger, nastier, and with even more lies.
It's not just an anti-democratic contract from a bunch of bad losers, though it is largely that.
Hello, and welcome to this guide to European business vocabulary for British heads of state. By the end of this course, you'll be able to understand what someone is saying to you in 27 different European countries. Lesson one, you're on a diplomatic mission and ask, would you be willing to renegotiate my withdrawal deal? This is what you will hear in the following countries.
France.
No.
Germany.
Nein.
Spain.
No.
Portugal.
No.
Poland.
Nee.
Denmark.
Nee.
Romania.
No.
Holland.
Nee.
And they all translate into English as, yes, of course, we'd be delighted.
BBC Radio 4. Coming up later, there's a trail for BBC Sounds, followed by another trail for BBC Sounds. That's followed by a trail for BBC Sounds. And if you want to listen to any actual programs, why not download the BBC Sounds app? Which, as a bonus, is the only place you won't hear any trails for BBC Sounds. Time now for Gardener's Question Time.
Welcome to your sanctuary from politics and all that unpleasant malarkey. Our first question this week is from Colin from Tipperton.
Hello. I have a pear tree planted in a south-facing garden. And this year, for the first time, we've had no fruit. What can the panel suggest?
Bunny Guinness.
Have you tried watering it?
Anything else you could try, Bunny, other than watering it?
Watering it more?
It's just that you always say to water it.
It's very important to water things.
But if you keep watering things, then you'll overwater them.
I don't know what you're trying to say.
Well, how about watering it a little and then stopping?
Eric, that's a messy compromise that suits no one. I've had about enough of your moderate ways. I mean, you either water things more or get out of our way. Have you got the envelopes, Bob?
I sure do, Bunny. 48 of them.
What's in there? Magnolia seeds?
No, letters of no confidence in your leadership.
48 letters of no confidence?
Yes, and they weren't easy to secure, given there were only three on the panel.
Plotting against me? I'm shocked.
The time has come for fresh leadership that can insist on watering everything in the country until we drown in a huge puddle of tomerite.
Right. I'm going to fight this, well, all I've got, which is three nasturtiums and a sack of manure.
This is Theresa May. I've got 99 problems, but a leadership challenge ain't one. Leave a message.
Hey, Tay-Tay, it's the Govatron 3000 here. Bleep bloop. Just wanted to holler at my girl to say congratulations on your win, babesy boo. Funny story, actually. I went into the ballot box, ready to show my faith in my number one PJ and Prosecco pal, Lady Theresa, when I looked down at the paper and it said, do you have confidence in Theresa May's leadership? Well, I thought, what a funny question. Confidence? It's not confidence I have. It's devotion, adoration, utter 100% trusty-trons, no take-backs across my heart and hope to die. So, basically, I ticked no, but, like, in a good way. Didn't want you to hear that from anyone else and think it sounded bad. Anyways, bye-bye, but let's do Mean Girls and a bottle of pink fizz soonies. End, govy, 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 bye-zy-wye-zy-woo.
This week in Brighton, the Malone family have taken a break from kissing their big disgusting dogs on the mouth to watch yet another telly programme about Brexit. Oh, that's weird. The telly's off and they've gone down the pub. Well, in Derby, the Siddiqui's are watching ITV's latest Brexit special. Oh, no, they've gone out too. Their remote is impaled in the telly. And in Wiltshire, posh Statler and Waldorf, Giles and Mary set fire to their black and white telly, gouged their eyes out with a sharpened Sudoku, and relocated to downtown Pyongyang so they'll never have to watch anything about Brexit ever again. Thanks a lot, Theresa May. You've even ruined Gogglebox.
This is the voicemail of Special Counsel Robert Mueller. Leave a message.
Babby, this Cohen stuff is getting bad. Just let him out, okay?
The press keep asking, has Robert Mueller backed you into a corner? But all I hear is Mueller Corner. Great yogurt, by the way. Putting my lawyer in prison. Who's going to do all my lawyering now? Me? I once tried to do that. I stood up like in the movies and shouted, objection! But they just said, this is Walmart and you're shouting in the tinned meat aisle, sir. Damn those fancy lawyers and their legal mumbo jumbo. Cohen was so much more than a lawyer. He arranged my property deals, he paid off Stormy Daniels, and he even came round that time when I got my winky stuck in a mousetrap. How else was I going to get the cheese? Everyone has been so mean to me recently. If it's not this, then people say that I don't care about Khashoggi. But why would I? Khashoggi is a bad bear who steals picnic baskets in Jellystone Park. He needs to be locked up, bad bear. Oh, hang on. Ooh, not again. Send a doctor in. Tell him to bring a Band-Aid and a gun to wipe that smug grin off this mouse's face. Ooh, that really hurt.
Well, we can now go back live to our political editor, Laura Koonsberg. Laura, what's the picture like in Westminster now?
Well, the leadership challenge has exposed deep divisions within the Conservative Party and is sure to mean yet more difficulty for Theresa May, which tonight just leaves one question.
What's that?
Who's your daddy, Hugh?
Who's my daddy?
It's me. I'm your daddy.
Are you saying you were somehow involved in the current chaos?
I'm not involved in the chaos, Hugh. I am the chaos. 48 letters, all from me. Signed, sealed, delivered.
Laura, that's terrible.
Every night I crept back to my secret coon's lair underneath the Westminster branch of Ryman's.
But Laura, you've utterly undermined trust in the media.
Oh, Hugh, you're so naive. You just don't understand the supply and demand of modern-day news media. I demand news, so sometimes I have to supply it too. And you ain't seen nothing yet. Tomorrow I'm off to Brussels. I sure hope nothing bad happens to Michel Barnier, like getting caught up in a sex scandal with the Irish border. See you later, Hugh.
And now on film 4, Monty Python and the Holy Grail, digitally remastered for 2018.
I am Arthur, King of the Britons, and I command you to stand aside. If you will not stand aside, Black Knight, I will fight you to the death. So be it. Your arm has been severed. Now stand aside, worthy adversary.
'Tis but a scratch.
A scratch? Your arm's off.
No, it isn't.
Well, what's that then?
I've had worse.
Now your other arm is severed. Victory is mine.
Have at you. I'm going to give it everything I've got.
Look, you stupid bastard, you've got no arms left.
It's just a flesh wound.
I'll have your leg. Right.
I'll do you for that. I'm invincible.
You're a loony. Now you've got no arms or legs.
All right, we'll call it a draw.
Right, I'm off.
Come back here. I want to renegotiate the backstop.
This Christmas, get your loved one the box set they'll treasure forever. From Momentum Studios, it's the Jeremy Corbyn Cinema Collection. Through the magic of CGI, you can see Jeremy's dynamic leadership and go-getting attitude in films such as Braveheart.
They may take our lives, but they will never take our freedom.
To wait until the appropriate time when I may or may not table a strongly worded motion of no confidence.
Sing, shudder as Jeremy strikes fear into the heart of his enemies.
I don't know who you are, I don't know what you want, but I have a very particular set of skills. I will look for you, I will find you, and I will read you an email from Brenda in Doncaster about Fox.
Marvel at his charisma as a romantic lead.
Mrs. Robinson, you're trying to seduce me without first tabling a proper motion to seduce, triggering a rigorous debate on how a spontaneous seduction may affect those in the regions.
Swoon. And grab the tissues for our remake of a classic rom-com, Jeremy Maguire.
Oh, Jeremy. You had me at no decisions will be made till Tuesday.
The Jeremy Corbyn Cinema Collection. Buy now and we'll send you Emily Thornberry's greatest moments in a special no-disc edition.
Hello. And on the panel tonight... Oh, as if you give a monkey's who's actually on the panel. You're just hate-watching for the retweets. This is my last show. So let's cut to the chase, shall we? Joining me, an inarticulate Tory who should have stayed as an estate agent, a rent-a-gob right-wing columnist banging on about how political correctness means he can't be amazingly racist anymore, a spotty Labour activist who read Das Kapital in fifth form and has been boring people senseless about it ever since, someone nervy from the Greens who we felt sorry for, Nigel Farage if he gets past security, and a comedian to show we have a sense of humour, even if, unfortunately, they don't. 25 years of this crap. And now it's time to go. Just a few words for my replacement. Always be tetchy. Always interrupt. Never let Rod Liddell drink from your water glass. It's the end. But the moment has been prepared for. Question time. I let you go.
Oh, brilliant. I'm a woman now. The BBC will get letters.
Dead Ringers was performed by John Colshaw, Lewis MacLeod, Jan Ravens and Duncan Wisby. The writers were Neff Fountain and Tom Jameson, Lawrence Howard, Ed Amston and Tom Groves, Sarah Campbell, James Bug, Max Davis, Edward Chu, Sarah Gibbs, Vivian Riddock and Jane McCutcheon. It was a BBC Studios production, and the producer and creator was Bill Dare.